Allow me to start by congratulating you for your nomination as president of the 9th Review Conference of the Biological Weapons Convention and commend you for your efforts in preparation of this very important meeting. Mr. President, it is my distinct honor to be present on behalf of the North Atlantic Treaty in this important meeting. For us, this opportunity is extraordinarily timely. As we mark the 50th anniversary of the signing of the Biological Weapons Convention, NATO, ally invitees, Finland and Sweden, underscore their full support to the convention, which continues to be a key pillar of the rules-based international order. The once-in-a-generation disruption caused by the COVID pandemic has made clear the potential impacts of biological threats on our broader security and prosperity. Moreover, advancements in biotechnology offer immense promise for detecting and countering established and emerging pathogens, but may also be lowering the barriers for hostile actors to develop or acquire biological weapons. Such circumstances demand appropriate adaptation of our toolset and approach. Mr. President, at the NATO's Madrid summit in June, allied heads of state and government underscored that the potential use of CBRN materials or weapons remain a threat to our security. To this end, they endorsed the alliance's new chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear defense policy. This new policy is driven in great part by the evolution of chemical and biological threats of both natural and potentially man-made origin. This document laid out NATO's ambition to defend against CBRN threats of all types and reinforced our shared commitment to preventing the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction. It also notes NATO's extensive contribution to the international arms control, disarmament and non-proliferation architecture and efforts to strengthen the capacity of nations to implement their obligations, including those under the BWC. It highlights the importance of partnerships and outreach and pledges to strengthen this engagement. In this context, NATO allies and invitees, along with partner organizations, including the United Nations and the European Union, support extensive efforts to build the capacity of partner nations to counter the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction, including biological weapons, and defend against CBRN threats. We also work together to collectively enhance our resilience against WMD threats and to have the capabilities necessary to effectively counter their proliferation. NATO is also intensively engaged in scientific and technical work to address biological threats. The Science for Peace and Security Program, which joins NATO allies and partners in collaborative research projects with security dimension, focuses substantially on addressing biological threats. NATO Science and Technology Organization and its collaborative network of thousands of research scientists have extensively explored the impact of innovation both on potential biological weapons and on means to counter them. We also recognize that efforts to counter proliferation and defend against biological weapon threats must mainstream gender in order to be fully effective. This includes ensuring that political, consultative, and verification mechanisms all take into account a truly diverse perspective. For NATO, it also demands that our CBRN defense efforts, including protection and medical countermeasures, address the differential needs of women and men, girls and boys. Mr. President, these activities take place within a broader political commitment. Our new CBRN defense policy reaffirms the commitment of every NATO ally, all of whom are state parties to the BWC, to uphold their commitments under the convention and to strengthen its implementation. And given the threats to the BWC and the broader global norms of which it is the foundation, we can hardly do otherwise. We have seen, in the context of Russia's war of aggression against Ukraine, a profoundly irresponsible campaign of disinformation attempting to undermine the BWC's Article 10, which we continue to condemn in the strongest terms.